So your calls, 93 AFL clubs, according to the Herald Sun today, 17 venues across Victoria, 1,316 poker machines are owned by and operated by AFL clubs. They reap, as a result of that, listen to this, $93,995,953. Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Carlton has got the most of any, followed by Essendon, followed by Melbourne, followed by Hawthorn, followed by Collingwood, followed by Richmond, followed by St Kilda, followed by Geelong, followed by the Western Bulldogs. Are you happy? Are you comfortable? Do you want your club making money out of poker machines? Yes or no? Give me your reasons why. Shane is in Port Melbourne at 1:09. Shane, your views on this?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good.
I think we live in a society where people don't take responsibility for their own actions. Parents don't take responsibility for the discipline of their own children. And look, I work in pokies. Doesn't matter who owns the property. AFL is a business. Pubs are a business. Pokies are a business. They're a cancer. The people that come in, they don't care about AFL football, soccer, basketball. They just need to get their fix. It's not the AFL's job to be a moral supporter one way or another of what I should do in my day, what you should do in your day. It's up to each and every individual to take responsibility for their life and their actions and what's a priority to them.
Shane, absolutely value contribution. You're a yes for them. You mentioned the word cancer. You've mentioned the word addiction there. And this is the thing, isn't it? Do we want... AFL clubs are more than just businesses, I reckon. That's where I come from, Shane. And I think they do accept a social responsibility that extends beyond making money and winning games of footy. A lot of people don't agree with that view, don't share that view. But if they do take the extra components of what they stand for and what they represent seriously, then I wonder whether they should be involved with things that are addictive and, according to you, Shane, you work in the industry, and I appreciate your call, are a cancer on society. I wonder whether footy clubs want to be part of that. You're a yes, that they should be allowed. No problems. Appreciate your call. Andy's in Romsey at 1:11. Yes or no, Andy, your footy club?
Yes, mate, that's a yes. I don't think if the clubs pull out of these pokey venues, they're going to close down. I mean, someone's going to be making money out of them.
Yep.
And also with the Herald Sun, I mean, you just got to flip through their pages. It's a bit hypocritical. And the amount of gambling advertising in there. And then they've got that as a headline story. So, yeah, I can't get it. I don't get it, mate.
No. Appreciate your contribution. Tim's on the road. Yes or a no, Tim?
I'm a yes, Andy. I'm a Richmond supporter. There's two discussions at foot here, mate. One is the proximity of pubs with poker machines in relation to schools and shopping centres. But we're not going to sort that out today. But the beat up here, buddy, is that any one venue in Victoria can only have about 118 machines, I think. In New South Wales, in the rugby leagues clubs, Canterbury Bulldogs has got 500 slots in the one venue. That's a small casino. Mm. The last time I looked at this data, which was about 2005, the Wentworth Football Club up in Sunraysia was making more money out of slots than all but one of the AFL clubs down here. Mm. So, you know, before anyone gets too pious about it, you've got to divide it down and look at where is the venue in relation to schools and shopping centres. If it's close, that's a bad thing, but that's got nothing to do with the AFL.
Appreciate your call, Tim. That's three calls, three yeses, no problems at all having AFL clubs involved in poker machines. Johnny's in Greensboro. Yes or no, John?
Yeah, look, I'm a little bit like your first three callers. Look, we live in a hypocritical society. If the government can make money out of it, I listen to you guys all day. If you guys can flog ads on gambling and then get away with it by simply saying a quick gamble responsibly, that's another one. So, look, everybody's got a responsibility to do things in moderation, and I think too much of that onus has been put on the club. So, yes from me.
Okay, 4 out of 4. I'm stunned. The callers are running very, very different to the text messages. Value all contributions. Mick's in Berwick. Where are you, Mick? Yes or no?
I'm a yes too. I don't gamble, but I can tell you this right now.
Yep.
I'm a Richmond supporter. If Richmond weren't doing it, someone else is going to be doing it. It's not like they hold a gun to someone's head and say, you've got to do it. Yeah, it's an addiction, so is smoking, so is drinking, so is everything else in life. But where do we stop? The AFL started it all at the start of the day when they took on the TAB and said, yeah, you can do gambling on football. So, you know, start at the top, chop the head off at the top, and then you don't have the problem. Look at every TV commercial, every 4 seconds.
Mickey, we've just lost you there. We certainly didn't cut Mick off. It was nothing to do with us. Value your contribution, 5 out of 5. Helen's on the road. Yes or no, Helen?
Oh, g'day, Andy. I'm a North Melbourne supporter and member and very proud of it. And I am more than proud of North Melbourne not having pokies. We've come through the hard times and we're still going through it a little bit, but we're getting there. And good on North Melbourne. Go the mighty Roo Boys.
Good on you, Helen. I can understand why you'd be proud. Pete's in Craigieburn. Yes or no, Peter?
Yeah, I'm a yes. But what annoys me is that they should be giving some profits back to grassroots football to create a better community, which none of them, they don't, including Woolworths.
Yeah, well, they've got their own issues that they've got to deal with at the moment. Not an expert on that at all, but, you know, the publicity that they're getting at the moment for their involvement in it all is not all that flattering. So it's another yes. Thanks, Pete. And I'm sure that footy clubs will have a component of the money they make that goes back into, you know, community programs and grassroots, Pete. So I've got no doubt that this is one of the ways that, you know, organisations do justify taking money out of poker machines by saying, look, we are doing a bit of good with the money that comes our way. Andrew's in Nidri. It's where the money comes from, Pete. That's the problem. Andrew, where are you, mate? Yes or no?
I'm a no, and I, especially for Essendon. I go to the Windy Hill venue a lot for dinner and the tab, and so I do gamble, so I'm not a wowser. I think the clubs need to get out of that space. They are dingy, demoralising centre for gambling. Have you been to a pokey venue, Andy?
Oh, I've never. I shouldn't say I've never.
Have you been inside?
I've been through. I've walked through the pokies at various venues, Andrew.
And they're pretty. You know, seriously, you know, people need something to do, and I think Windy Hill and most other clubs could do a lot better with their venues and have an inclusive area and do other activities at their clubs and raise money.
Andrew, you can see, you said you're a punter, you can see a difference. I don't know whether people buy into this is kind of self-justification or not, but can you see a difference between having a bet on the horses or a punt on the footy or whatever it might be? Can you see a difference between that and sitting at a poker machine and feeding that machine? You can see a difference between the two.
I can see a big difference. It's an enjoyment. Racing, to me, is enjoyment. You see an event. You see a contest. You see the odds are fairly in your favour, 1 to 8. You know, normally you have a 1 to 8 chance of getting a place or getting a win. And better odds. But you're seeing people sit down there and just put their coins in the machines. You know, just slotting and slotting. It is just really, it is a very poor avenue. And I think Essendon should get out of it. It's got a great venue. It needs an upgrade. And I think the sooner they do it, the better. And if pubs want to have those sort of venues, go ahead. But I'm not for it at an AFL club.
Good on you, Andrew. Appreciate your call. 942-911-16. If you want to join the Twitter poll running, 59%, yep. No problems. I imagine I'm reading this right, Mitch. 59% saying, yep, no problems at all. Sorry, I'll go back to the start of that. 41% are saying, yes, our club should have something to do with poker machines. 59% of the Twitter poll saying, no, we don't want our clubs having anything to do with it. You can go to at Afternoons SEN if you want to cast your vote on Twitter. Phil in Bayswater. It's very much running, yep, footy clubs, no problems at all, Phil, off the callers thus far. Where do you sit on it?
I said no, Andy, and I'll be quick, mate. The thing is, right, footy's built on family mateship, and I understand people have decisions to make, but from a moral fibre, the AFL can mitigate risk for people who can't help themselves. So, you know, the income from the rights has to play a part here, and the distribution of funds has got to come into play where it's directed, but This game's built on family mateship, and surely we can mitigate the risk to gamble and find other areas where we can use the stream from the right to get people on the right track. Because sometimes, mate, people can't help themselves. This is a family game in a family environment. And I'm not sure a digital screen has anything to do with the fabric of football.
It's a great call, Phil. Appreciate your contribution. And they all have been. Clearly, I think you probably know where I'm coming from, you lot out there listening. I'm very open to hear people's arguments, both sides, however. Appreciate it, Phil. Stu is in Melton South. Yes or no, Stewie?
Well, look, first of all, poker machines bore me stupid, and I'm a Western Bulldog member. Mm-hmm. In Melton, we have the Melton Club, which is run by the Essendon Football Club. Now, my son was a pretty good junior swimmer. Now, we got sporting grants through the Melton Club, the Essendon Football Club, and, you know, paid for his trip, you know, interstate.
Yep, yep.
Now, there is no way in the world we could have afforded to do that, mm-hmm. you know, and, like, they do put money back into the community, you know.
They do.
Oh, yeah, but look, as I said, 3 years, you know, and I'm talking, you know, probably over the whole long run, probably $4,000 or $5,000. You know, and I'll always be thankful to the Essendon Football Club for that.
Yep, no, Stewie, I hope I was clear on that. I no doubt they put money back into community programs and grassroots development of footy. There's no question about that. They do. So I'm going to put you down as a yes, Stu. We took, 10 calls just then. 7 of your pro footy clubs being involved with poker machines. Just looking at the SMS traffic that's been coming in while we've been taking the calls, I'd suggest it's about 50-50, maybe slightly skewed against footy clubs being involved with poker machines off the SMS machine. Our Twitter poll is definitely running 60-40 at this stage against footy clubs being involved. It's one of those vexed ones. Look, North Melbourne, I can understand why North Melbourne supporters are proud of their football club. You look at what the Tassie government is doing down there and the opposition are putting to the public down there in Tasmania. It's one of the big issues in Tassie. We had Brendan Gale in the studio last week on Club Corner. I think, you know, in a perfect world, Richmond would be able to generate the $5.5 million from other sources as opposed to the money they get out of poker machines. It's one of those issues that does divide, and I really appreciate all the contributions from everyone who decided to call in this afternoon. It is Afternoons for Prosper. For the money you need for your business, go to prosper.com, and Anytime Fitness partnering with the Heart Foundation to keep the nation's hearts healthy. It's